When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Okay, we are back. It is. Hope you had a good break, by the way. We did. It's 6 minutes after the hour. Back with Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, and John's mumbling to himself, and I don't know what he's saying.
Well, I saw he's responding to comments that are an hour old.
Well, I've got things I have to do during the show. I can't just look at Facebook and
is
read
this
one
Tiger wearing pants? Are we still on him wearing pants?
No, I'm past that.
Okay.
But I saw that you commented still scratchy, and I didn't go down further to see what it referred to.
Oh, it was about the opening audio of the show. It's all fixed.
No, I read the still scratchy after Tiger wearing pants, and I was just lost.
Thinking
I didn't know
Tiger was scratchy. Laughing and scratching, as they used to say in radio. Okay, it is Saturday morning, and I guess if you're back east, it is Saturday afternoon, 7 minutes after the hour. Thank you so much. Welcome, and we appreciate you tuning in and watching us wherever you are on Facebook Live or listening to us through Biz Talk Radio streaming. Don't forget Spreaker, where we're in the early stages of posting shows. Starting last summer, we have 4 shows posted. They're commercial-free, by the way, so you can go back and listen. And again, that link is on our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page, and you'll see that. Also, the newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, John, how can they do that after almost 10 years on the air?
Well, if you've waited the 10 years, now you can do it.
Now you can do it. And there's a 10-year grace period.
Only for loyal listeners, right? Just go to GardenAmerica.com, upper right-hand corner. It says sign up for newsletter.
That's it.
You click on that, put
Simple.
In your email address. It comes to you every Friday.
How about that?
And one of the things that you get in the newsletter is the quote of the week.
That's the big draw, the quote of the week.
That's
but
right.
you get information on an upcoming guest. John writes articles. People send in pictures. By the way, continue to send your pictures to us so we can post them on the newsletter, also on Facebook.
Do. Right, please do.
Even backyard critters, animals, whatever's happening in your backyard, front yard, let us know.
Now, you know why I mentioned the quote of the week?
Because it's by...
Because we haven't done it yet.
Peter Cottontail. Peter Rabbit.
No, the quote's from E.E. Cummings.
E.E. Cummings. There was a song about E.E. Cummings.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a famous poet.
Yeah, there was a song.
A little unconventional in his writing, never used capitals.
Right.
Anyway.
And I'll get to the Peter Rabbit after the quote. That's something else in the newsletter.
Kind of a sad quote.
I hope Tiger likes this quote. He didn't like last week's quote.
He didn't.
No.
He disagreed strongly.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, well, this one, it's for older people to understand. Well, I don't know if Tiger will get
he's
it.
He's not going to get this one either.
No. It says, a wind has blown the rain away and blown the sky away and all the leaves away in the trees stand. I think, too, I have known autumn too long.
I like autumn. This is my favorite time of the year right now, especially after we get over this heat
Sounds
wave
like
here in San Diego.
Something you write towards the end of your life, you know.
The autumn of your
the
life?
The sunset.
Yeah, the autumn of your life.
I like E.E. Cummings. He had I'm trying to think of the poem where I can't remember the line, but I do remember the part that said, "All the world is puddle wonderful."
Puddle wonderful?
Yeah, puddle wonderful. I thought that was kind of a neat way of putting something.
Now, my reference to Peter Rabbit was an article that you wrote. Is it Beatrice or Beatrix?
Beatrix.
Beatrix Potter.
Right.
Famous author. Born in 1865, 1866?
Yeah, right around there, 1866.
Okay, so that was a year after Lincoln was assassinated.
A year after the Civil War ended.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're history buffs. I always wanted to be a buff. I picked history.
I always wanted to be buff.
Hey, so what about her, John? What is the article about for those that don't get the newsletter or do get the newsletter, for that matter?
Well, she wrote her books about Peter Cottontail, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Flopsy Mopsy and... Who's the other one? Peter, right?
Peter, yeah.
Flopsy Mopsy, Peter Cottontail. I'm confusing those with the people from Uncle Tom's Cabin.
You kind of wonder where these people come up with this. Peter Rabbit, Flopsy Mopsy, I mean.
Well, for her, she was almost forced into it because she had a really strict upbringing, and her parents did not allow her to have playmates. So
she invented imaginary friends.
Well, she had lots of pets. And she wrote stories about them. And I think she wrote like 26 stories. Made a lot of money doing that, too. But the one thing, the reason that I wrote an article about her was she was the first person to realize that lichens were a combination of fungus and... fungus and what else?
Lichens and fungi and...
Bacteria?
No.
Fungus.
Mold? No.
I don't know. My mind just went completely nuts. But the big deal about her drawing these pictures of these different fungus was that she was scientifically accurate in her drawings. And she wrote a paper about them that women were not allowed back then to present scientific papers. So I think it was her uncle, she got to present the paper, and everybody was amazed by how good it was until they found out that it was written by a woman, and they just put it to the side and ignored it.
Wow. That's amazing.
Moss. Lichen's a combination between moss and fungus.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say.
Just came back to me.
Amy Huey just posted your E.E. Cummings poetry right there.
With the Puddle Wonderful?
Injust. I don't know.
Injust what?
Is that the name of the poem?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what Dale said?
The one that I just read? Go ahead. Don't leave these awkward silences.
No, but Dale's funny. Dale is paying attention. He says he almost said Garden Compass, and he was referring to John. Very good, Dale. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing our game. We have lovely parting gifts for you. That was good, Dale. Very good.
And I looked at you, Brian, and I
know
was
you
thinking,
did
you notice?
Oh, I noticed, yeah. I was saying, we used to call John Due North. The old Due North.
Due North.
See, it's compass, you know, Due North, heading Due North. Moss grows on the north side of trees.
I never would have got that. I'm glad you explained
it. Is that really true, though, about moss and north side of trees?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, Tiger.
Well, I was going to say, yes, it is, because that's the shady side. Right. But at the same time, it's all relevant in the sense of where the shade is hitting. You know? Mm-hmm. So, like, when I was up in Portland, Oregon this past summer, we were walking through the forest, and sometimes trees had moss growing all around them.
All around
them. If I got lost in that forest,
you wouldn't know which way you were
going.
You'd
never know where to go. Because it was all shady.
But you could. But if it was at night, you're good at navigating with the stars, aren't you? Because I know what a good sailor you are. You know, you bring out your sextet, and you know, you kind of line things up there.
Now, wait a second. It's a sextant.
Sextant.
Not a sextet.
It depends on what part of the country you're from. Trying to impress you with my navigational knowledge, which is very little.
Wait a minute.
Very little navigating with the stars.
Should we talk some gardening?
Back to gardening. Now you want to talk gardening.
Yeah.
You don't want to talk sailing and navigation and latitude and longitude. Okay, that's completely up to you.
So one of the hot topics I've found trending on the internet right now is the kiwi berry, which is...
Yeah, tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat because it's all over the place, and it's these pictures of people that have these little, almost like tomato-sized, what looks like a kiwi, but and they cut them in half, and it looks exactly like a kiwi, but it doesn't have the fuzzy outer skin. And it's in the kiwi family, but it's a smaller version of it. And then, like I had said, it doesn't have the fuzzy skin on the outside, so they can, you know, pop them like cherry tomatoes and stuff. And you said, John, that you guys that you used to sell these, and people were talking about where they grow and how they grow them. And it's a subtropical, like a kiwi, right? So it can't be in a real cold environment.
I thought it was hardy.
Well, it says it's hardy, but I mean, is it hardy down to Michigan hardy, or is it hardy down?
I think pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'll look that up, though.
Yeah.
While you just keep talking.
So, and it's kind of a fun thing, because this is what happens in our industry when a culinary thing becomes the hit. Is people now want to know, how do I grow it? How do I get it? Or they'll find it at a farmer's market, and they'll be like, oh, now I want to be able to grow it
myself.
And
they had no interest in it before, but now they do.
Exactly. And so this kiwi berry is kind of a hot topic right now, because it's a fun fruit that is kiwi, but you don't have the skins, because kiwis are always such a pain to eat, right? I mean, you got to, you know, cut them. You got to
effort.
The skin and... You know, it's always, oh, I hate chewing on that skin. Mm-hmm. Like, if you get a little piece and you get the fuzzy in the mouth, oh,
nobody
man.
Likes that. Who wants fuzzy in the mouth? Nobody
How about
wants
hardy
that.
To zone four?
Wow, it is very hardy then.
That's really hardy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're native to Japan.
Okay. So, yeah, so, you know, most people should be able to grow it all around.
Okay, break time. More questions, comments on Facebook. Let us know you're there. Ask your questions. You can also email John@GardenAmerica.com, also 855-424-9825 as we approach 17 minutes after the hour, coming right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone.
Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back just in time at 21 minutes after the hour here. 855-424-9825, also john@gardenamerica.com, and I think you do have an email question, John, for all of us.
I do, and we have some more Facebook questions we
Beautiful.
Have to take
Okay,
care
let's
of.
Get to the email first.
All right, this one's from Keith.
Keith in San Diego?
Yep.
Point Loma Keith.
Right. And he says, good morning, garden experts. My Saturday morning question follows. What is the approximate soil temperature at which organic fertilizers tend to lose their effectiveness? Thanks so much. Keith from Point Loma.
So at a certain temperature, it's no longer effective.
Well, let's think about this. The way that organic fertilizers work is that soil organisms break them down so that the plants can use them. So I guess the question would be, when do those soil organisms become dormant? And they probably don't. Maybe if the ground froze.
Even then, it would have to be frozen tundra, frozen.
So yeah. I guess, Keith, is the answer is...
Don't worry about it.
Well, they never really stop. The fertilizers, the nice thing about organic fertilizers is that when the soil is warm enough for plants to grow, it's warm enough for biological activity. As the soil temperatures get colder and the plants start growing slower, then you're going to have less a smaller amount of nutrients released to the plants. So that's kind of how that works. So they never become totally ineffective. And I guess Keith, the way to think of it is that the warmer the temperatures are, the more that plants are going to need food and the more that the soil bacteria is going to release that food from the organic sources to the plants. Does that make sense?
Total sense, yeah.
And then also an added benefit is that organic fertilizers don't dilute the same or go away as quickly as chemical fertilizers. So therefore, in the winter...
Because they don't dissolve,
right?
Yeah,
they remain in the soil.
So in the wintertime, they're still there. Right. So come spring, they're still going to be in the soil.
And they're active. As the weather warms up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, where if you put a chemical fertilizer... By the end of winter, it's completely washed out.
Right, because the water leaches everything through the soil.
And it's only going into the plant anyway. It's not going into the soil, to speak of, right? Chemical fertilizers?
Right.
I mean, it goes into the soil, but I mean, it's taken up by the... It's a different process.
Yeah.
Well, chemicals, fertilizers are salts, and the salts dissolve in water. So when you water or when it rains, all that stuff gets leached through the soil, and it goes down to the underground water supply where the plants can't use it.
Yep. So that would if you're looking at chemical fertilizer as opposed to organic, then you're talking about a lot of salt going in, which may not be needed, right? Which may not be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why it's not really a good idea to use chemical fertilizers.
There's a lot of good reasons not to, but that's one of them.
Yeah. I mean, there's there may be a use for them in some instances, but for the most part, no. I think I use chemical fertilizers all the time, but I use use them in containers, and I use slow release.
Mm-hmm.
So the slow release isn't going to get washed through the soil, and it lasts in the container for about 6 to 9 months, which is good because they only have to fertilize once a year.
But we should let it be known that you're a big proponent of organic fertilizer.
Oh, if I putting things in the ground, I always use organic fertilizers. I never use fast acting chemical fertilizers like water solubles.
But I would say that would be the reason why some plants grow abnormally fast and have thin cell walls.
And long internodes.
Yes.
Wide internodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Facebook questions, right?
There was the succulent question.
Oh, yeah. Do you have that there? Otherwise, I can look it up.
I got it right here. And this was from Lenore. I got succulents inside and got some new ones. My question is, shall I keep them inside or will they grow outside too? Here in Canyon Country, a section of Santa Clarita.
Well, again, it depends on what type of succulents, because some are hardy and some are tender.
Right, as Deborah was mentioning.
Right, and up in Canyon Country, you can have some cold weather in the winter, and certain succulents could freeze. Echeverias would, you know, be some that might be a little bit tender, but most cacti are not going to be a problem. Or cactuses. Do you know that the
cacti?
No, the new plural that they're using is cactuses. And when Bob and I wrote our new book, they changed everywhere we wrote cacti, they changed to cactuses.
Well, who made that decision?
Millennials.
Probably. Yeah, millennials didn't know any better. So,
But the one thing I will say to Lenore's question is that she did say she bought these or got these from inside. So I think that they were grown inside. And right now being October, going into November, to move them directly outside, would that be any problem that she needs to consider? Because it's
if they're tender, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But if they're not tender, if they're hardy, it's actually a good time to move them because they can become acclimated over the winter more light.
Okay.
Because usually when you take plants from indoors to outdoors, you have to worry about burning from extra sun.
Right.
And this time of year, you won't have to worry about that.
Okay.
I mean, 3 days ago, you would have had
in San Diego especially.
But 3 days later is a completely different season.
So what have you noticed with everything you have growing, this hot to cold, cold to hot? Have you noticed, is everything living? I mean, do you have any problems?
Oh, the
just your whole backyard, because you have such a variety back there.
Well, the sun patients are really indicators.
Well, yeah, because they just kind of droop over.
Yeah,
indication.
Now, what about yours? Did you keep yours watered?
You know what? I kept watering and watering, and then I didn't water for one day. I came home last night, and they were just starting to droop.
Yeah.
So I watered them. Within 40 minutes, they were right back up again. Those are great indicators.
Yeah, they're amazing plants, and that's how I know when things need to be watered. Take a look at the sun patients.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, if every plant was like that, it'd be a lot easier to garden. You can tell, okay, they're starting to droop.
Yeah. And they're forgiving because sun patients come right back.
Yep.
You know, some plants, if they wilt, they'll come back, but half the leaves fall.
Eventually, on their own terms.
Yeah.
All right. Rick, today is the last day of our farmer's market. One farmer has been selling mixed baskets of green tomatoes. The green-colored ones have outstanding flavor. I will try to get their name today. However, it brings up a question. Are cherry tomatoes more cold tolerant?
They are. They're more so than beefsteak type tomatoes. But when you're talking about more, you're maybe like 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah. You mentioned, it's more tolerant, but then there's still a point where it's not going to grow. Yeah.
There used to be that product on the market. I don't know if you ever sold it in your store, Tiger, but it was called Freeze Proof.
Freeze Proof. Yeah.
And that would protect tomatoes down to 28 degrees.
Right.
You sprayed it on a tomato, because tomatoes absolutely freeze dead at 32.
Yeah.
But here you could go down to 20 degrees, eight for a few hours, and it would protect the fruit and the plant.
I still have some of those bottles. Didn't they change the name?
They changed the name, and then I think they stopped making it all together.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, yeah.
Wow.
I have some bottles at home, too.
Okay, approaching 30 minutes after the hour. Break time once again here. Thank you for watching us on Facebook. We do appreciate it. Questions on Facebook, comments, that's great. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com. If you want to talk to us, 855-424-9825. As we step aside, taking a break, coming right back. It is Garden America on your Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon, depending upon where you are.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Exactly 35 minutes after the hour, back here on Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon here, Garden Buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. 855-424-9825 if you want to give us a call. Also, john@gardenamerica.com and right there on Facebook Live as we broadcast through Biz Talk Radio. John, what you looking at?
Well, I was wondering about your comment, yes, he did, Dale. What does that mean?
I was answering Dale back about your came very close to a faux pas. You did a while
back. Oh, okay. Yeah, because that came after Dale's comment that says, I've got my subarctic tomatoes in.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And then right on top of that is your comment.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're not in order. So I was responding, Dale, to your other comment about John and Garden Compass.
Right. How so, I made.
You went garden.
I misspoke again.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens. It happens to the best of us, but not you.
It used to be really bad. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know.
When we switched?
You know, of all the people in the gardening industry, John,
yeah,
you're one of them.
You got me again.
What you got? Any more questions?
Well, I was just going to comment on Dale's
subarctic
tomatoes because the subarctic tomatoes were developed for U.S. troops in Greenland so that they could have a source of vitamin C.
Wow.
So, they still had to grow them in greenhouses, obviously,
sure, sure.
But those are some of the varieties that take temperatures down into the 30s and still set fruit.
Hmm.
Subarctic Plenty is one, and I think there's like three or four with the subarctic in front of the name. So those obviously are good winter tomatoes. And you don't get much light in Greenland.
No,
either.
You don't, do you?
Depending on the time of the year.
Now, I heard a story that Greenland and Iceland are actually opposite, but they called it Iceland because they wanted to keep people away and not move there, and called it Greenland to attract people, when actually the temperature and weather is just the opposite.
Right.
Iceland's got better temperatures and better weather.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I think we discussed before that was
not true.
An old wives' tale.
Right. Why do wives tell so many tales?
Only the old ones.
The old
they
ones,
got
yeah.
Nothing better to do.
So, I have another question here.
Okay.
This one's kind of, it's not really a information question. It's more an inquiry. But, hi, Garden America. I am an old listener and heard Sharon or somebody once mention a wholesaler in Orange County that sells air plants. I'm interested for resale. Can you let me know the name? Thanks. It was around a year or a few ago. Love from Elfin Forest, Mary Ellen.
Air plants?
Air plants in Orange County. I know up in Torrance, there's rainforest flora.
Yeah.
Do you think that she was mentioning somewhere else?
No, I think it was rainforest flora. And I sent you that answer, Brian. Did you send it on to her?
I think I did. I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Well, you just forwarded me the question
And I copied, pasted, and sent back. I'm pretty sure.
Now, do you remember our conversations about rainforest flora?
From a year ago?
We've talked to them over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Isley is one of the owners.
Right, one of the Isley brothers, yes.
We had him on our show. But do you remember one of the things that he did? Who he worked with? Worked with a Hollywood producer.
Oh, he didn't, Phil Spector.
No, not at all.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, you're talking about a movie, not music.
Right. He made a movie.
With, yes.
And
with,
he and the Tillandsias, the bromeliads that he's famous for, provided the plants for this particular movie. And he was working with, what's Cameron's first name?
James Cameron.
On Avatar.
Oh, for those plants for the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, and now it's all, coming back to me,
those all
yes.
came from Paul Eisley.
Wow, that's very cool.
And Paul and James Cameron were good friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Now I remember. It's all coming back to me. Well, most of it. Most of it's coming back to me.
Isn't there a song that says it's all coming back to me now?
Probably. What else do you have for us?
That's it.
Oh,
I'm
that's
ready
it.
To go. Oh, this was the time I left last week. I guess I got to stay
this week. Actually, you left earlier, a little earlier than that.
Did I?
Hey, we didn't talk about the Rose auction at all, for those that missed it and those that were bidding. Now, how many...
good time was had by all.
Now, let me ask you, do you recall some of the silent auctions where these bids came from throughout the country? How far away?
Let's see. We had bids from Pennsylvania.
That's great.
Georgia, Tennessee, Minnesota. Several from Northern California.
Outstanding.
And where else?
So it was good. Everything sold, right, this year? There was nothing left.
It was touch and go there for a while, but every single plant sold.
Wow. Yeah, because I didn't take anything home this year.
Yeah.
Which is just as well.
The cheapest plant went for $2, and the most expensive plant went for $200. Between $200 and $200.
Pretty good. And, again, that helps support the California Coastal Rose Society as we try to protect endangered roses.
That's right, the Save the Roses Foundation. And next year, I told you to...
This is going to be big next year, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to have 350 people.
Now, what's the difference between previous years and the upcoming year, 2018?
Well, in 2018, it's going to be held in conjunction with the American Rose Society's National Convention.
So they're all coming to San Diego.
Which is in San Diego, yeah.
And we're going to have it in Mission Valley.
It's going to be in Mission Valley, and I'm trying to think of it. Was the old Hanalei Hotel is now called
the Handlery Hotel? No, Hanalei. What is it? No, because the Handlery is the old Town and Country. But anyway, right down in that area.
Right.
And so we're going to have to have a huge room. I assume a banquet room.
I think it's
the
Crown Plaza.
Okay.
It's now called the Crown Plaza.
So we need a banquet room. We need a huge room.
We have a huge room.
Yeah.
We're all ready to go.
Ready to go now?
Yeah.
How many roses?
Getting ready to
A
go.
Lot more roses.
I don't know if we'll have a lot more.
But just a lot more activity, a lot more people there.
Be a lot more activity.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, but people come from all over the country, and I'm a little concerned with having to ship roses all over the country because, you know, right now we only had, I think maybe we had 40, 50 that we had to ship out.
Yeah.
Now, instead of 40, 50, you're looking at 200-300 to ship out. That's a lot of work.
How do roses fare when it comes to shipping?
They fare well.
Okay. Fare thee well.
That's right. Yeah, this is a good time of year, actually, if you're in warmer areas of the country to be putting roses in. Colder areas of the country, it's probably a good idea now to wait till spring.
I haven't cut back yet. I'm not ready to cut back yet.
No, we don't need to cut back. I cut back the roses that I have in containers probably about 4 weeks ago, because I was pulling weeds out of containers, mm-hmm. moving them, and cut them all back 4 weeks ago. Now everything is all budded up, and it missed the heat. They weren't blooming during the heat, so the flowers didn't get burned. So I think next week, I'll have to take a picture, because everything I have in containers is just looking fantastic.
Yeah, everything. I told you, my green planet's off the charts this year. And that rose is probably 13 years old.
No.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because it was purchased by my son, Eric,
when
he was bidding at the old Carlsbad location, and I had my...
He's not a much older than 13, is he?
My Ford truck, and that was back in 2004, 2005.
He's not much older than 13.
And he's going to be 25 November 12th.
Wow.
And he was the little guy that used to answer the phones for us, for those that remember.
That's right.
Yeah, 25. And he's a money guy now. He's into finance and money.
Oh.
So, yeah. Someone's got to take care of us in our old age. But anyway, yeah, I'm just amazed. That is my oldest rose. And that was the night that he bid on it. And I think I went for $60, $70. Green planet. And this year, prolific, huge, tall. I don't have that the brown around the edges of the petals like I usually get. So that's my story.
Did we had the greenest rose out there is a rose called Super Green. And when we lost it, so now we're trying to find
someone.
Didn't
you say the further to the coast or the further inland dictates how green those roses might get?
Not necessarily, because another so-called green rose is St. Patrick. And the hotter that St. Patrick gets,
the greener
it gets. Okay. But for most roses, it's usually a little cooler, keeps them green.
So
yeah,
St.
Like
Patrick?
Black roses, they need to be cool.
Right, because they reflect heat or bring in the heat, right? Don't they? Black absorbs heat.
So black absorbs heat.
Right.
What's your point?
Well,
it makes it red.
Turns it red. What was the rose you're trying to find again that you lost?
Super Green.
What happened to it?
Well, the one I had in my yard died.
Okay.
And it's a rose that never had wide distribution.
Okay. So it's hard to find.
Oh, really hard to find. Right.
Well, we're going to take a break. We have one more segment coming up. One more. Your chance with questions, comments. Been talking roses. May continue to talk roses. Whatever's on your mind, post your questions, comments on Facebook or 855-424-9825. John@GardenAmerica.com as we're coming right back. Stay with us.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
What a good time this morning. It is 51 minutes after the hour. Such a good time. 2 hours flying by just like that. And we're in the waning moments of our show, but thank you so much for hanging in there. I know Kathy is watching us on her iPad, having an English breakfast, and we will get into discussing our trip to England after we take care of a few things here, right, John?
What is an English breakfast?
Well, that's a good...
You have an English muffin?
I had an English muffin this morning, by the way.
I never had a crumpet until about 6 years ago.
I don't know what a crumpet is. It shows you how cultural I am. English.
It's kind of like a flat English muffin.
Okay. But now you
aren't
say,
English muffins flat?
Yeah, but I mean even more not flat? not as many bumps as an English or crevices.
Nooks and crannies. I love nooks and crannies. Many. I like the nooks better than the crannies.
A little.
But I do like them both.
A little thicker.
Now people used to complain about food in England, and now they say that it's a lot better. As a tourist, if you go over there, the food is much better. What have they done to change it? John, you're a world traveler. You've been there.
No, the food in England now is good. You can get anything you want over there. Right.
Yeah.
They added salt.
Yeah, put salt on the table, right?
I was just, you know, I was reading something on the internet, and it was about how the rest of the world views Americans. And, like, when they come over here, things they tell you to watch out for, like they tell us when we go to Europe, watch out for this. But one of the things they say is that, I don't know why I thought of this, but just because you were talking about it, they said the first thing you'll realize is that Americans are obsessed with ice.
Oh, yeah.
That they put ice in everything. Everything is served cold.
I would agree with you. Yeah.
And I started thinking about that. When we were in Europe, our drinks always came with no ice.
No ice. Right.
You get water, no ice.
And a lot, and
England,
a lot of
the beer is served warm.
A lot of times, butter was missing.
Yeah, they don't do butter.
We didn't get butter. You had to ask for it. But in some of these trips that we went on, they would have things specifically on the table for us. Because, you know, the Americans are here,
American.
So, you know, whatever.
They put a Heinz 51.
Travel company you're with will make sure we have this for you and that.
Well, the first time I went to New Zealand, they did not have ketchup. They didn't use ketchup in New Zealand.
On anything.
Right.
Wow. Could you buy a hamburger?
Well, they had a McDonald's there, and they sold. One thing in New Zealand that I thought was odd, and I'm sure that they think it's odd that we put pickles on hamburgers, but instead of pickles, they put beets on a hamburger.
Wow.
Seems odd.
You know, beets to me have no taste. Beets have no taste to me.
Really?
I don't. Yep. No taste at all.
Wow.
Not weird?
I like beets. Beets are good.
So they're good for you. One of the best foods you can ingest.
You can't beat them. Hey,
so should we talk more about the trip coming up in July?
We should. Let's answer Dale's question first, because he says he's being dragged out to the garden center.
Yeah.
So he wants to know what winter flowers are good to pick up now. Pansies are probably my favorite.
Yeah, they're starting to come into the nurseries and the garden centers now, pansies.
And then if you want cut flowers and something really fragrant, stock.
Comes in whites, pinks, purples only, though. So, you know.
Now, there's singles and doubles on stocks. I prefer the doubles.
Really?
Yeah. You like the singles?
I feel the singles perform better, so I do like them.
You get more flowers on the singles, it seems.
The double
like, more
feels
branches.
Like you, or not, doesn't feel like. The double seems like when they're done flowering, they show it more, where the single seems cleaner to me. Yeah.
I don't think I could argue with that. I think you've got a good point there.
Did you see what Lenore said is her English breakfast?
We got eggs, bacon, sausages, potatoes, peppers, onions, garlic.
That sounds like my kind of breakfast right there.
Eggs.
I think that's her version of an English breakfast.
Yeah.
And it sounds great. What? That look.
So, but what other winter flowers are have? Cyclamen? Ooh, I like cyclamen.
Yeah.
You know what is nice about cyclamen? Is your cyclamen still alive? The one that I saved?
The one that you saved?
Yeah, I brought you a little baby.
Oh, you know what? The real nice one?
No, it's a little tiny thing, and you saved it.
Yeah,
I said, plant this, you'll like it.
No, it eventually passed away.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because
sure.
They go completely dormant, and you'll think they're dead. And
all right, I'll double check.
A few months later, dig your finger down there and see if the bulb is still there.
Okay. You know what didn't come back? What was that nice, pretty purple plant you gave me that it bloomed, and you said it'll come. I don't know.
People are watching you guys. All right.
Purple. I'd have to go back and take a look. I took a picture of it.
Yeah,
it didn't make it.
Tough description.
Now, are you talking?
Tell me the name. I'm not remembering.
You're talking about the Velthemia?
Yes.
That's not purple. It was pink.
Purple, pink. Remember, you're colorblind, John.
I can tell pink from purple, buddy.
Okay. Anyway, yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
That also dies completely to the ground and will come back up later. You can't kill that.
Well, I hope so.
You didn't kill it.
No, I didn't. Okay.
Unless
good.
You threw it away. That's the only way to kill it.
I don't throw anything away. In fact, you know what? My tomato plants, the one you gave Tiger and I, that's finally gone.
Mm-hmm.
Still have the pot. It's ready for something else.
Yeah, I've got some bulbs at home I can bring you next week that I dug up and are just sitting there.
Do I have to put them in the refrigerator?
Nope.
They're ready to go?
Yep.
Well, what kind of bulbs are they?
They're Ismini.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
You know how long I've been looking for that?
Is mini bulbs?
They're Peruvian daffodils, they're called.
The pots, and the pot I have is, I mean, it's not the pot's not that big. It's the same pot that you gave us.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
be
that big.
Yeah, sure. It needs it. And I've still got plenty of soil from Tiger, so I'm in good shape.
All right. Okay.
Everything looks good back there.
Okay, what else? Well, Iceland poppies will be available pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. We only have a couple of minutes here if you want to talk about the trip here.
All right.
To get people going here.
The trip, we were talking about English breakfast because we're going to take a trip next July to England.
Right.
We're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show, a world-famous flower show, mm-hmm. which I've never been to, and it's been on my bucket list, so it's something else I can cross off. Got a lot of things on that list, though, so
yeah,
don't worry about them all being done.
And it's July 2018, and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, 1st of July is when we go.
And the itinerary is at gardenamerica.com. Which will explain everything.
Yeah, and I mean, we're going to be going to public gardens, but also private gardens that are not open to the public.
Are we going to that place where all the plants are poisonous?
No, that was in Northumberland. That was right across the Scottish border. You didn't come with us.
No, I didn't, but that's a great story. Every single plant in there is poisonous.
Well, it was a special garden.
Keep me guessing.
And it had a gate on it with a skull and crossbones on the gate. And, you know, the woman that had that garden, the Duchess of Northumberland, was different.
I think you'd have to have a garden like that.
Well, she was different because she would go down to the local veterinarian, and whenever dogs died, he would save them for her. She would have them stuffed, and then she placed them around the castle in different poses.
That's different.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in, watching us on Facebook. For the entire crew, I want to thank our boys back at the mothership. I want to thank Jeremiah, Zach, Brannon. John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, I'm Brian Mayne. Of course, all of you people listening, have a great week. Take care. And remember, always get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.